USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
European allies to the United States continue to warn President Trump that it would be a mistake for the U.S. to pull out of the Iran nuclear accord. The latest to visit and bring that message is the British Foreign Secretary, Boris Johnson.
I think that we can meet the president's challenge and be tougher on Iran, which is what we've got to do, but without throwing away the heart of that Iran nuclear deal.
Johnson speaking there on MSNBC. President Trump has set a Saturday deadline for deciding whether to pull out of the agreement or ordering that it be renegotiated. Iran says the deal cannot be renegotiated. California is expected to become the first state to require solar power installations on all new homes. A vote expected tomorrow, and that measure is expected to pass. This is USA Radio News.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone, and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's proflowers.com, secret code 3000.
President Trump told reporters on Friday that a date and location had been decided for his summit with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and will be announced very soon. And as that expected summit nears, some lawmakers, including some Republicans, are voicing some concerns.
You can hope for the best, but we have to prepare for the worst.
That's Republican Congressman Mac Thornberry of Texas saying he doesn't trust North Korea to completely denuclearize.
I'm very skeptical. What it also means is inspections to make sure they do not restart a program.
He was speaking on Fox News Sunday. Gina Haspel will be keeping her name in the running to become the next CIA director after reports that as recently as Friday she offered to withdraw her name. Some people have been critical of Haspel's role in interrogation techniques after the 9/11 terror attacks. Another fissure is opening up in a subdivision near Hawaii's Kilauea volcano today, prompting yet more evacuations. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The head of the House Intelligence Committee is threatening to hold Attorney General Jeff Sessions in contempt of Congress for not cooperating more with the Russia probe. California Congressman Devin Nunes telling Fox News that he plans to press fellow lawmakers on that issue this week after the Department of Justice refused to comply with a subpoena. Nunes is still probing for information on allegations of surveillance abuse by the FBI and the DOJ in their investigations into possible connections between the Trump campaign and Russia during the 2016 elections. GoDaddy does not want white nationalist business. That's the Scottsdale-based company's stand, a decision involving the website altright.com. The Arizona Republic is reporting that GoDaddy determined that site promotes violence in a direct and threatening manner. Altright.com founder Richard Spencer of the National Policy Institute denies the claim. GoDaddy taking the action, though, after a civil rights group requested the company remove that website, and a bill designed to allow the temporary seizure of guns from those considered to be at risk, now moving to the Colorado State Senate. Lawmakers in the Colorado House did pass that measure late on Friday night. It's a bill that would allow weapons to be taken away via a court order from people who are having a mental health crisis. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.